Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. This past week, perhaps as some of you, I had the opportunity to walk along the coastline of the South Jersey shore. Amidst the waves and sand, the people and the birds, I became attentive and I was reminded once again of the ocean itself, and specifically its ebb and its flow. I was aware of it, quite frankly, because my feet felt it. I was walking along the water's edge barefoot, and over again, coming in and going out, the consistent, rhythmic, and certain ebb and flow of the ocean provided such a great calm. It was a beautiful walk. We're all familiar with the expression that the only thing certain in life are death and taxes, which is pretty depressing. Whoever coined that phrase, I think, forgot the more beautiful things like the tide, the yin and the yang, the ebb and the flow, the breathing of creation. And in these days of bated breath, or certainly breath that's interfered with by wearing a mask, the breath of nature is something to consider. In these days of such change and uncertainty, of such shifting sand, the coast, God's creation, has something to teach us. Today, in all of our readings, the theme of certainty and constancy is certainly highlighted. But it's not just highlighted, it's actually called forth. Today, we're given such beautiful readings on this Sunday. The first reading from Isaiah 55. And you know, that's easy to remember. When I go down the Jersey Shore, I take Route 55. And that takes me right to where I want to be. Today, we're given Isaiah 55. And it's all about the water. Come to the water. Come, all you who are thirsty, and drink. Come without paying, without cost. Heed me. Come to me. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant I made with David. My friends, these are beautiful words. It's God calling, even commanding, addressing us to come forth. In the gospel today, it's not thirst that is being addressed, but rather it's hunger. And we're given this famous scene of the feeding of the 5,000. You know, it's the only miracle that's told in all four of the Gospels. But more than loaves and fish, more than the providence and the power of God, we find here something very fascinating. When the hunger is identified, Jesus says to them, to the apostles, "You yourself give them something to eat." He doesn't divert them to the local cafe in the town. He doesn't distract them by what are we going to do or deflect. But when he learns of the hunger, Jesus' immediate response is to invite the disciples to do something. What do you have? 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that? And as we know, it was good enough. Given to Jesus, it was good enough, and even more than enough. So many left over. Today's gospel reminds us and points to something, that God is calling forth something from us. And in this moment, to be still, to see what we have, and to believe that the God who created us is the God that will provide for us, to be still with ourselves, and to believe. Our second reading is beautiful as well, Romans 8, and we hear the conviction of St. Paul. What can separate us from the love of God? And he names all the things that might do that: persecution, distress, sorrow, anger, everything under heaven. I guess there was no COVID-19 in Rome in the 60s. And then he even says of heavenly things, powers, principalities. And he says nothing. I am convinced nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Such certainty, such hope. My friends, we find in ourselves, and certainly in our world, so many thirsts and hungers. We find here in these readings a God who provides, who promises, who has great power over those things. How do those realities meet? How to receive, how to claim, how to discover these blessings? Might I suggest the following? It demands that we go deeper. That under the thirst, under the hungers, under the needs, under the shifting sand, there is the Lord. There is his love and his promise, his providence and his power. And our lives are made for that. To sit with his word, to be with his sacrament, to live in his presence and in his church. My friends, these are the things for which we were made for. And we need to receive these gifts more fully. This is going to demand something of us. It demands that we be still, that we don't deflect or distract, but rather that we dig deep into the Word of God. So this week, sit with Isaiah 55. Sit with Romans 8 and Matthew 14. Take some time and be in that presence of God to receive his Word. To receive him. Because it's only in that that we will discover peace. And being Christian demands that we receive his word, that we believe, that we be with him. I close with some words from a French philosopher who, I love this quote, and it might be a little heavy to end a homily on, but I think it always moves my heart. I know it moves my heart. Gustave Thibon. He was a convert to Catholicism, a philosopher in the 20th century, and he wrote this: "Do not run or fly away in order to be free. Rather, dig in the narrow place which has been given you. You will find God there and everything. God does not float on your horizon. He sleeps in your substance. Vanity runs. Love digs. If you fly away from yourself, your prison will run with you and will close you in because of the wind of your flight. If you go deep down into yourself, your prison will disappear." My friends, this week, amidst all of the shifting sand, let us dig deep and be with the God who is with us and who promises to remain with us. God be with you.